Hello, this is James Grunvig with Unrestricted Warfare on Decentralized.media with a great guest, Healing for the Ages, one of the four docs, Dr. Henry Ely. We're going to talk about EMF and 5G, a very super important subject because it is a sterilization plan in EV cars. It is a neurotransmitter to mind control you if you got jabbed and things of that nature. And there's a lot more to it, even small stuff like your laptop, like your cell phone, smart meter. He's going to walk us through all of this, and they got a very special virtual conference in May coming up, and Dr. Henry will talk about it in a second. But I got three quick videos all related to EVs and 5Gs. You'll see what I'm talking about. They're all interrelated. And yeah, the world's falling apart, and good thing we caught it in time. Here's EV batteries burning up on a container ship. I love this little video here. Wow, those burnt out cars sort of look like Maui. Dr. Henry Ely, how are you?
I'm doing great, James. How about yourself?
Really good. You know, we see these EV batteries, you know, lithium batteries burning in scooters. You see them in electric motorcycles, bicycles, anything electric, cars, obviously, right? And these EV batteries really do not work well in salt water, like we had when they had Hurricane Ian here in Florida a couple of years ago. It was like, really? And like all these cars literally died in salt water. So it was kind of shocking. So that's just one aspect of what we're getting into today. And what has drawn you into the world of this stealth kind of weapon, EMF, electromagnetic fields? Talk to us.
The thing that really got to me, James, was that we were seeing people getting better and then regressing when we were working with them after they got the shots, you know, people in recovery, stuff like that. Now, we've had a number of people, mild to moderate injury, fully recover. But the thing that started showing up was a pattern. And this is what you have to look for when you're working with this kind of stuff. The pattern was that the people who were getting better were not in high EMF electromagnetic field densities. They were on islands like Bonaire. They were in the rural country where there weren't a whole bunch of 5G towers and things like that. And so what we started seeing was the people who were regressing had a common phenomenon too. They were living in cities. So you start going, okay, there's a pattern here. Let's go explore it. What's the difference? Well, the difference is in 2020, all the 5G towers went up. And when the 5G towers went up, the game for frequency, the invisible killers, changed completely. And so what we started finding out was that we started studying the cell phones. We didn't realize that there were five antennas. One of the things I like to ask people now, James, is this. You want to play along with me? I love this question. It cracks me up.
Please, absolutely. Let's play along.
Me and you were taking a walk, right? We're on a hill somewhere. We see a antenna. We start walking towards it. We start feeling a little funny because there's some electricity going off it. But there's actual electricity we can see coming off of this antenna. Let me ask you a question, James. You seeing all this, would you go and grab that antenna?
Absolutely not. And I don't think even squirrels would do that.
Exactly. And that's one of the things I've been telling people about the 5G towers. You know what you don't see around the 5G towers anywhere? You don't see any bird poop. They don't go and land on these things, right?
Correct.
Because they know that is a bad deal. Well, when you say, I wouldn't go and grab that antenna, you are thinking correctly. I'm not going to go and grab that. My body is electric. That's electric. There's probably going to be a competition going on. I might get fried. I might get fried like Colonel Sanders, right? I don't want to be a chicken.
Yeah.
Right. But did you know that there are five antennas in your cell phone? And that when you are holding your cell phone, you are doing exactly that. You are grabbing your five antennas, the very thing you said you wouldn't do if you saw it.
Correct. And I never talk with cordless AirPods for a reason, because my next video will talk about that with Apple in particular. I do it with a wire, but you also never talk on the phone when it's charging, because you will get electricity through your entire body.
And
those five antennas become that much more alive when it's charging. So you need to stay away from your phone when it's charging.
And we can prove that. We can prove that using multimeters.
Yep.
We can prove what happens as you become part of the circuit. See, what's unique in our testing that we haven't seen people doing out there for some reason is our testing incorporates the human body as a part of the circuit that we are testing. So we can actually measure what the effects of the alternating current that the batteries are when you're charging is. Isn't it interesting, James, how there isn't a third plug? Like if you look at your cords, right?
Yep.
You're going to see that there are three plugs, positive, negative, and then the third at the bottom is a ground in the United States.
Yep.
Wasn't it interesting on the charging units for our phones that they come with two and not that third grounding one?
No ground at all.
No ground whatsoever. And ground is essential in these kind of situations as our research has been proven. But I'm going to turn it back over to you because I want to see this video.
Let's rock and roll with the video. Video number two coming up right now. It's a short one. Very well done by this citizen reporter. I love these citizen reporters.
Here we have some Apple AirPods, and they are turned off with the case closed. Low levels of RF. And look what happens immediately when we open the case and take out the earbud. Our levels of RF go up pretty high. You can see people walking around with the earpod in their head. About... peaking at about 700 or 800 millivolts per meter.
Mm-hmm. Not good, Henry. Right, Dr. Ely?
Not good at all, but that's actually small in terms of measurements in comparison to what's coming off a router when you're in close proximity to it, what's coming off of your antennas in your computer, in your cell phone, and when you're in close proximity to it, and especially when you're touching it. Our big message to everybody right now is that if you are going to be touching technology, I'm on with you right now, right?
Yeah.
I am touching my computer right now. But why am I touching my computer? I'm touching my computer because it's double grounded. My computer is plugged in the outlet. It has three prongs to it. So it does have a ground on it, which is great. But it also, I have a grounding mat underneath my computer now. This is one of the things we're teaching people to do using workstations. And we explain all this in our free EMF guide that we want people to go ahead and download and watch the videos. Because what happens when my computer is grounded and when it's on a grounding mat and I'm touching it, something very interesting occurs. Now my body isn't adversely impacted by the alternating current fields created by the EMFs. Now I am technically grounded while I'm on this interview with you. And so when I'm done with my workday, I'm not going to be exhausted. I'm not going to feel tired or a little bit cranky, a little bit moody, stuff like that. Because all day long while I'm working, I am technically connected to Mother Earth and am grounded while I'm working. So these EMFs now have very little impact on my body, if any.
That's amazing. So you do have on your guide, I quickly look at it. And I'm going to put it in the show notes for everybody. It's going to be a link there for you to go. Just sign up, and it's a free guide. You got two great videos in, but the first one's a 17-minute video on grounding and the importance of this. And we'll get into that in a little bit, but I want to play the third video because the other side of all of this is not only the danger, but is the ability to track us,
yes.
Right? This was the whole digital vaccine passport, right? The CBDCs, this is how they want to control us. The end of the day, and there's a lot of danger, and it's worldwide. It's not just the United States.
There are so many towers and hidden transmitters. Even streetlights can have transmitters in them, road signs. And there is a system, and it's been out about 10, 12 years now, called Seldar. There are different types of Seldar, but basically a computer, if they wanted to watch you, it's like radar only with microwaves. Once the system is locked onto you, let's say from this lamppost, if there's a transmitter there, once it's locked onto you, the computer will take away anything that isn't moving, like buildings. And it will have your size and that. And then as you walk up the road and you get lost from this transmitter, the next one will pick you up and then the next one. And they can follow you everywhere. And if they want to, they can also send a beam into you, a microwave beam.
Yeah, yep. That is the dystopian future right in front of us.
Yeah, and made possible by two very important phenomena that we do have control over still. Number one, the presence of your cell phone on your body. So one of our big deals is that we're telling everybody is if that phone is on your body with those five antennas are emitting, turn it off. Turn off your phone if you have to. Like when I go out now, James, if I'm going to a game or something like that,
yep.
And I feel like I need to bring my cell phone. First of all, most of the time now I leave it at home, actually. But if I feel I need to have it with me because maybe there's some communications from my teams or something like that or family that I might need to be checking on, that phone stays completely off while it's on my body. When I am going to check in, I will take the phone out, put it on the ground, and turn it on. And then I will check in with the notifications, answer whatever communications I have, and then I turn it back off and put it back on my body. That's the only way it stays in my body. We've tested tons of shielding Faraday cages and bags and stuff like that so people can leave their phones on. They don't work, number one, but you have to stop for a second and think to yourself, why don't I just turn it off? It takes 10 seconds to boot up. It's not a big deal. Most people, James, you and I know this, right? Yeah. But most people don't know that the joy of being unavailable. Do you remember before cell phones, how you had to know people's schedule and all that other stuff, right?
It was absolutely.
Great. It was fantastic. I didn't want to give that up, right?
No, so never want to give that up. You know, I take my cell phone with me in the car in case the car breaks down, but it's off, like you say. And I never take it inside a store. I might leave it there, might get lost, might get stolen. I'm like, you know, it's not even worth it. So it's not
worth it.
But it's there for an emergency in case you get a flat tire, you know, or something along those lines.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. And you can check in as you want to check in and then turn it off when you know, it's simple. It's a much healthier habit, but for another reason. You see, in studying these antennas, we found the five antennas that most phones have now is comprised of the cellular antenna, the Wi-Fi antenna, the Bluetooth antenna, but then two positional locating antennas. One is for GPS for when you want to use your directions and stuff like that. But the other one, and this is the secret one that was added a few years back, it's called the ultra wide band network. And when you buy your phone, it's completely turned on. But James, you ever wondered how you've been in a conversation with somebody talking about some topic, and then later in the day, some ads appear magically with that topic, right? That's because they are constantly listening in using the fifth antenna, the ultra wideband network. You actually have to go into your settings and specifically turn everything off on that antenna. So one of the things we teach people in that free EMF guide is how to turn off the antennas that you don't want on or the antennas that you're not using. And when you keep the antennas to a minimum, like right now, I'm in an interview with you, right?
Yep.
I'm in an interview with you and I don't need directions. So the GPS antenna is off. I don't want the government and Google and all these and Apple and everybody in my business. So that ultra wideband stays off all the time.
Good.
I'm not listening to music. So the Bluetooth is off because I'll have, I have a Bluetooth speaker, but that's off. I'm not checking and doing anything on my phone. So I actually turn the Wi-Fi off and then I put it in airplane mode. Right now, my phone, even though it's on, it's sitting on a grounding mat, but it is at the lowest emission that it can be while on because I've turned all the antennas off. So now my exposure to EMFs drops because you're always going to be in a field of EMFs now. As long as these towers are up, and believe me, that's not changing anytime soon.
Correct.
But what those frequencies need is an antenna. And if you are going to be in contact with that antenna, i.e. your phone or your computer, then those devices better be grounded. So when you're touching them, you, by as a byproduct of them being grounded, become grounded too. That's your safety. In my opinion, that's why our cell phones don't come with that third prong on the plug, the grounding prong. They know this. and don't want us being grounded at all. See,
They want to
that's the real key.
sterilize us, depopulate us. A lot of things they want to do. They want to control the ones who survive. I mean, really.
That's what it's about. And when you read study after study after study, what do we know the effects of these EMFs are, especially if they're focused by an antenna into a specific place? We know what they do is they impact cell functioning. We know they impact mood. We know they impact reproductive capability. It's just on and on and on and on. But what gets crazy is when you start reading some studies and what the DoD has been doing and things like that, of studying how to use frequencies to control behavior. See, this is an extension, a greater extension of really MK Ultra, where they were
It is.
trying to use more chemicals. They're like, well, wait, why do we even need to waste our time with chemicals and trying to get them in the body when we know we can use frequencies and magnetic fields and electromagnetic fields to control the way people think and the behaviors that they perform? So, I mean, it's if to everybody listening, it's actually super simple to get control back. Turn your phone off when it's on your body, leave your phone at home. Get control of your antennas so that the government can't be spying in on you, at least from what they say, right? And now, if we get back into reconnecting with Mother Earth, something very special happens. The body starts to heal, we start to feel better, and there is an incredible joy to getting into healthy habits like being unavailable from time to time each day, where you can focus on what you want to focus on without a notification popping up in your face every 5 minutes of something else you have to do that's going to distract you from the task. Folks, we have found the path forward finally after years, and we are excited to share all of this with you.
Yeah, it's very important because the real Wuhan virus was the 5G virus. It
That's
was
the
Event 201 happened on October 18th 2019. The World Military Games of Wuhan happened the same day. Oh, and Wuhan turned on 20% of its 10,000 5G antenna arrays, the first city to light up by the end of the year. And then the next week we saw people dropping dead in the street. Everyone's like, oh, that's a COVID virus. No, that was a psyop. They were dying from EMF and radiation.
Exactly. I mean, you have to have an objective mind here, right? Wuhan is an epicenter. New York is an epicenter. Seattle is an epicenter. What did there was a city in Italy that's an epicenter.
Northern
When
Italy,
did
right.
right? What did all these epicenters have in common? That they were the first ones to have 5G turned on. Well, what was interesting about that too was that when you look at COVID, we all were forced to go on lockdown. I've never seen every nation in the world do the same, take the same approach to anything, you
Correct.
know. But here you got every nation except Sweden, who for whatever reason said we're not doing it. I'm like, I still don't, I haven't figured that one out. But you know, look what you got. You got everybody locked in. What did we do? What did we first notice when we came out of our houses? What are these towers doing? What are these towers doing in my neighborhood? And what I try to get across to people is you have to understand the amount of research and development that goes into the technology. You have to understand the amount of production that goes in once you've figured out something through research and development, the amount of money that goes into it, then getting all of these people and trained to build all this stuff and to install it, and then to coordinate that entire effort across the entire world at the same time in a 3 week time span. You're talking about an effort that would take at least a decade, likely 2 to 3 decades to put together. You're talking about premeditation, and what's the cover story so everybody can be distracted and freaked out? And COVID, that there's this new virus
It
from
was
vaccine.
COVID, and on the first day of lockdowns, what were they doing in schools across the country? Installing 5G towers.
Installing 5G. So if this is really a unexpected, oh my God, this might kill us thing, you really think that they are going to keep people working? Everybody else couldn't work, but these guys are going to keep working and installing all these. This is one of those military ops folks where what's done is done. That's their mentality. Once it's installed, and look how long we've been talking about spike glycoprotein, how long we've been talking about the SARS-CoV-2 virus, and how long we've been talking about even the damn shots, right? What are we not talking about? Why are they not worried about us? This has been my big concern the last several years, James, is we've been very outspoken in our stances, but nobody's taken major hits. We've taken small hits, like getting deplatformed and censored and stuff like that, but we haven't taken a major hit. Why aren't we taking a major hit? Because we're not over the real target yet. The real target is 5G and these electromagnetic frequencies, in my opinion.
I'm with you. And one more point to this. I wrote an article for the Epoch Times, my last one, in the end of March 2020. And it was a question, the headline. The headline was a question. Is 5G the trigger for coronavirus? It was a question mark. I didn't know at the time. But what was interesting was I followed simply the Princess Cruise Lines, the Diamond Princess in Yokohama, Japan, that docked at a border, had one COVID patient. They locked down the entire ship, quarantined for 2 weeks, and 756 got, and people theorizing, oh, went through the vent or through the food. It was like all this distraction and garbage. No real information. So I researched into the Princess Cruise Lines and found out they were the first cruise lines in the world to have a very special Wi-Fi system called NEO, and that use NEO and GEO satellites, near Earth orbit and geosynchronous satellites, so they can get great reception anywhere in the world. And of course, it rolled out in November, just like Wuhan, November 2019. I actually had a friend who went on a cruise and took a picture of the damn thing, right? It was a giant dome, and it goes through all the satellites. And then you had 11 people dying on the Grand Princess coming into Australia, old people. They weren't dying from food poisoning. They're dying from COVID. No, they were dying from too much radiation. So these are like floating hotspots. Well, what happened, at the end of last year? Well, you had the Cunard cruise line up in Alaska with 300 or 400 people sick out of nowhere, and the CDCs were investigating. The CDC didn't want us to look at the 5G part, so they didn't make a big deal out like they did in 2020, right? They went real quiet with it. So it was interesting. So they're going to get us in many different ways, but there is a website for all Americans here to go on. It's called antennasearch.com. Type in your neighbor's address. And I'm serious about that. I wouldn't type in my address. Type in your neighbor's address, or type in, like, whatever, community center address or someone's address that's near you. And you could find out where I live in the east part of Sarasota County. The only Wi-Fi near me is basically a mile away. It's on the polo grounds, no less, but it's a mile away. That is pretty good. When I used to live in New York City at 92nd and First, all the way in a high tower, 18 stories up, and then 11 stories down on the small bodega building was what? With three giant brand new cell towers. And that was in 2019. And my autistic son was so sensitive, he couldn't sit in that corner where those cell towers were still, it was 13 stories down, aimed at the street, not the building. And yet he felt it, so I had to move to a different part of the living room. This is totally nuts of what's going on. Henry.
Totally nuts, and it's easily dismissed by uneducated idiots because that it's invisible. It couldn't possibly be that. When you start reading the work of Dr. Robert O. Becker, I have his book right, one of his books right here, Cross Currents, and he passed away in 2008. But before he left a legacy of research for people understanding that, hey, we have a horizon that is very dark. If we don't start understanding the relationship between health and these frequencies. So he's in his lab for decades. This is from post-World War II all the way up until the early 80s. He's in his lab studying and understanding what makes predominantly salamanders, what makes them heal? How can they regrow limbs? Because if this can be applied to, to the human body, this is great. It can be fantastic, right? What he's the guy that figures out that yes, indeed, the body is electric, but what specific current it runs on. There's two types of current: direct current, which is slow and steady, and alternating current, which is going to be basically something that can shift frequency several as many times as kind of you want within a second. So like our system is set up at 60 hertz, right? We're on a 60 hertz kind of thing. That means every second there are 60 changes in polarity to the alternating current. Now, that's great for transmission of of electricity and making sure you can get from a power generator to the house and everything like that. What it's not great for is the human body, because when you are exposed to alternating currents, computers, phones, these antennas, Wi-Fi, just living in neighborhoods where there's too many damn towers. When you're exposed to these 5G currents, these 5G EMFs, what happens is you create a alternating current voltage potential on your body. And a lot of people I've seen try to dismiss that as, oh, well, that's just some hocus pocus. No, it's not. It's quite measurable. You can measure this with a multimeter, making yourself a part of the circuit. It's super actually simple to do. I show people to do it all the time now. And you can see what your voltage AC, alternating current, is. Now, here's the rub. James, it's supposed to be zero. We're not supposed to have any alternating current.
No,
Alternating
and
current.
that would make sense, and it probably was zero at one time in human history, but
It was
not today's world.
all the way up until 1834. In 1835, we see the first production of alternating current. By 1894, Tesla has learned how to harvest the energy coming off of Niagara Falls to power up buildings far away. It's one of the great what's one of the great observations, one of the great experiments and thing accomplishments of humanity is this alternating current, except for the frequency range that's used. The frequency range, when you're between 30 hertz and 100 hertz, is very harmful by and large to the human body and to cell replication and protein synthesis. It's very disrupting because every time there's a change in polarity, what you create in the cell is a stop-start process. See, DC current that the body runs on is very steady, it's very smooth, it's very slow.
Yep.
But alternating current is very rapid and going up and down, up and down, up and down. Well, that's fine when you're at the peak. But when it drops itself back down and shifts its polarity, now what happens for your cell as it's in that environment is your cell gets the message to stop doing what it's doing. So if in 1 second, James, you were forced to stop doing whatever you were doing 60 times, how effective are you going to be at whatever it is you were doing? Start, stop, start, stop, start, stop, start, stop.
Never get anything done.
You're never going to get anything done. And this is by and large what happens to the cell. Now you put on some shoes where it further disconnects you from our source of energy, our recharge point, which is Mother Earth. You have these cell phones with the antenna on your body, focusing all of this EMF, energy into your body, which is going to ultimately increase your voltage AC. Well, what happens to you is your body becomes a in your body, your DC current body, your this is how God made us. We work on DC, is being confronted and attacked by an AC current that is man-made. And now what happens is a competition in your body. Is your body going to be strong enough to overcome its DC current, to overcome the EMF assault that's on it? No, in many cases, when we have unhealthy habits with our technology. But as soon as you start to ground this technology, something amazing happens and it's easily measurable. Now, when you're touching that technology, like right now, I'm touching my computer, my computer's on a grounding mat. I measure my AC voltage. It's going to drop to next to zero. You want me to do one real quick
Yeah, sure.
for
Let's do
everybody?
it. Let's do a
Okay.
demo.
All right, let's do a demo. So I'm going to pull out my multimeter right now. I have using a simple little Klein double M420. We switch it over to volts per meter. You can probably see over
We
here
can
in
see.
the corner that it's on AC. Right over here, it says AC.
Yep,
Okay.
see it.
Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to unground my computer. So I'm disconnecting my grounding mat right now. I'm going to unplug it as well. So now my computer is completely ungrounded. This is the state that most people have it on their laps. Okay. When you're just sitting on the couch and working. Okay. Let's see what my AC voltage potential is right now. So I'm going to go ahead and use this ground right here. And then I'm going to touch right here. Oh, come on, baby. There we go. There we go. I am right now, James, at 2.1 volts
Wow.
AC. Okay, let me see. I don't know if you can see it right there.
Yeah, I can
There
see
you
it. Two point three
go.
five five. Right, it's changed a little bit,
Okay.
but yeah, I see
All
it.
right. Now,
Yep.
why is that? Because I'm in an EMF field. Okay. Now, what happens though when I ground the computer and I'm not touching it? I'm not touching anything right now. Okay. My hands are free. All right. So I'm going to reground my computer right now.
Yep.
I love this. I love it. This is one of those things where it's like now we're talking undeniable. Okay. So now what I'm going to do is use the grounding mat as a source. My voltage potential dropped from 2 point, whatever it was.
355. Yep.
2.355 to now 0.8, 0.7. Let me see if I can, I'm trying to do this with two hands. There we go.
Yep. So it's under one big time.
Now watch this. Watch what happens when I touch the computer that is now grounded. Let me see if I can figure out how to trying to do, like, I need a third hand is what I'm
Come
saying.
On, you're plugging it in.
Let me see if I can do it like that. Oh, there we go. Now I got it there. Okay. So now I'm right behind the scene. I'm still connected. So now here's where I'm at without touching the computer.
Yep.
Here's what happens to my body when I touch the computer. And I'm just touching with one little part of my thumb.
That's amazing. Down to almost 0.3.
Almost
so
0.03. So what we just learned in that experiment right there is that when my computer is ungrounded, it's not plugged in, it's not on a mat, a grounding mat, right? That if I'm not touching my computer, my voltage potential is at 2 volts. That's super high. Okay. When I flip over and check my DC current, what I'll see is my DC current starts doing all this. It starts fluctuating like crazy because it can't stabilize itself. That's what EMFs are doing. But when I touch that ungrounded computer, I've seen my voltage potential jump to as much as 4.5 volts. Okay. That is ridiculous exposure all day long. You're going to be exactly crabby and drained. Your body's going to perceive that as a stress, a fight or flight stress response, whether you realize it or not. You're going to go into adrenal fatigue. I mean, the cascade of negativity that occurs with that habit is through the roof. But if I have a grounding mat under my computer and I ground my computer, I'll never touch my computer when it's not plugged in. Okay. When I have grounding now going on, not only does it lower my EMF exposure anyway, but now when I actually touch the computer, I've seen it go all the way down to absolute zero and my DC gets stabilized. So it's like I'm working all day long, James, and my body's actually healing itself touching this technology. This we can actually use this technology in a way that they didn't think we could.
You know, Dr. Ely, this is really useful information, very practical. I don't do what you just did, so I'm obviously going to go out and get a grounding mat and do exactly what you just did because I'm a believer now. And maybe that explains why I have to fight through some kind of, you know, end of the day fatigue. Maybe the fatigue is literally what you're just talking about, being exposed to these volts all day long.
That's what it is right there.
And not turn off these extra antennas that I don't use Bluetooth, and I certainly don't use the Y band. And I have seen stuff I talk about end up in a Google ad. I'm like, how did that happen? Right. Well, now I know.
You want to turn off that ultra wideband network real quick?
I got a Samsung.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So on the Samsung, let me pull up my notes on that. Cause I got an iPhone right now, which I can't
see. Yeah, the rest of my family got iPhone. Yeah.
I cannot stand the iPhone. Let me pull up mine. How to disable ultra wideband on an Android. So you're on an Android right here.
Correct.
So what you're going to do first is you're going to go to, and the reason they have the ultra wideband is because they want to do keyless entry for everything. So your car, your home, all that stuff, right? So you just would walk up and your phone would know it was you or the lock would know it was you.
A different
and
form unlock. Of chipping. Sounds it's great. Different,
that's all it is, right? So here's how you do it. So how to turn it off. Number one, open your settings.
Yep.
Open your connection preferences. Do you see that?
Yep, I do. Got it.
Now, do you see where it says ultra wideband UWB?
Secure Wi-Fi. Let me see. Wi-Fi call and Bluetooth, NFC, airplane mode, mobile networks, data usage. I don't more connection settings. Don't see it. Let me play with it off the show. I know where to go with it.
For sure. It says ultra wideband, and then there's one in the Androids. That's nice. There's only one little thing to slide to turn it off.
I will absolutely do that. And that's not a problem. I want to go into the PowerPoint deck real quick because
for sure,
this is not just an attack on humans. It is attack indirectly on humans by destroying bees because bees are very important for pollinating for the food. And if you want to eat crickets the rest of your life, knock yourself out. But that doesn't turn me off.
Not at all. Not at all.
Not at all. Here we go.
Hey James, if me and you got to eat crickets, something has gone very wrong.
No. It's not going to happen, man. We'll live on water.
Exactly.
EMF Stealth War and Protection, episode 77 with Dr. Henry Ely. You know where to find me. I just real quick on this. I came up with a new hashtag, Toxic CEO. Because we have these CEOs now, like NPR had a whistleblower, and NPR is a federally funded, your taxpayer money funded media that's completely against you. You can see this CEO here, the new CEO, is wearing a Biden hat. So you know she's into ESG. She knows she's into inclusion and diversity and equity and all of that Marxist garbage. And she came out, instead of listening to the whistleblower, she basically suspended him. Instead of having an internal reflection, she suspended him. So she's a toxic CEO. Well, so was Planet Fitness. I forgot exactly what happened to Planet Fitness, but they did something stupid. Oh, it was the men dressed as women going into women's locker rooms, and he defended the Marxist woke up transgender people and didn't protect the rights of women. And so once that got out, he got his butt kicked to the street immediately. The stock price has been crushed. All these cancellations happen. So we have a new one. And I'm taking a look. Like, she looks like she's from New England or something. I haven't checked out Colleen Keating's background, but it wouldn't surprise me if she's just like Catherine Meyer's background in NPR. They're all coming from the Marxist school of education, indoctrination, diversity, equity, inclusion, which means the opposite of what it sounds like. And this is what we're dealing with. So you're going to see more of this until the financial system's destroyed. And when the financial system's destroyed and the IRS is basically not in business like it used to be, I don't expect NPR to be in business much longer. That's just my opinion. And Planet Fitness, anyone that goes out against women's rights, shame on you. That's all I got to say. You deserve 100%. What comes to you.
Did you see the NCAA ruling? It wasn't the NCAA. It was the American Association of Collegiate Athletics, the AACA.
Yeah, what did they rule?
20 out of 20 university presidents said, and they preside over, I think it was 83,000 student athletes, said unequivocally that men, biological men, may not compete against women or be in the dressing rooms or locker rooms, period. It is done. They are done with it. They came out, it was on ESPN, I think last week or the week before last, where people are finally getting their sanity together. That, hey, just because you identify as a woman doesn't make you a woman. There's nothing more toxic in terms of masculinity than thinking you can just say, well, I feel like being a woman now. I'm a woman, and I'm going to go walk into a woman's dressing room and I'm going to compete against women and take all of their records. It's the most, I mean, you talk about toxic masculinity. There is a greater expression of toxic masculinity than that act right there by these psychopaths.
Totally agree with you, Henry. I'm glad you brought that up, because we need to win. Not only we win that war and, you know, get rid of all that indoctrination, all that Luciferian stuff out of our schools, right? All of that stuff out of our schools, bring God back into the schools. Yep, that has to happen that way. And we got to stop this, right? EMF destroys bees and insects. So Marie Claire commits, she wrote a paper related to this. And let me just read what she wrote. And that's the French scientist in the middle there. When crossing such electromagnetic fields, so what you talked about at the top of the show, there are many different forms of EMF going around us all the time. So when crossing such electromagnetic fields, bees may no longer remember their way, may no longer fly to the in the correct direction, and may become unable to go back to their hive. Essentially, they might become lost. You know, and their ability to pollinate and reproduce and all that is being destroyed. We've seen a bee colony collapse going on for the last 20 years. Dr. Ely, you have any insight on this?
Yes, a couple things. First and foremost, colony collapse disorder has been linked to the use of glyphosate. So we know the role that Monsanto's Roundup has played in this whole disaster, this really extinction level event that bees and our pollinators are going through. I would encourage everybody to go to Nikki Florio at BeHeroic, BEE heroic.com. She has amassed a tremendous amount of information on this. She's actually going to be launching a course at the Energetic Health Institute in the next, I think it's going to start next week, as a matter of fact, on geoengineering 5G and especially its role and impact upon our health and the health of our pollinators that are so essential to our food production systems.
Yep.
When you go back and you read the work of Lukoski in the early 1900s, who was studying this, and you read the work of Dr. Robert O. Becker and some of these great minds who are understanding that these invisible EMFs play a huge role in discombobulating, well, I should say that the invisible EMFs, the natural magnetic pulsing emissions from the Earth and from the sun, actually play an instrumental role in the guidance capability for birds and for homing pigeons and for bees and for pollinators, that they depend on having access to these energy fields that are naturally occurring to help them find their way and be and do what they're supposed to do. What they have shown, Lukoski and especially Dr. Becker have shown, is that these, just like I showed with the EMFs competing with my natural body, James, in developing a VAC, that same phenomenon happens in our environment for these bees and for all of our pollinators. And so when they are exposed to electromagnetic frequencies, particularly in the 5G ranges, what ultimately happens is a competition so that they don't have their normal points of reference, which is Mother Earth's magnetic field and sun as a magnetic field emitting device. So now that gets thrown off. They're basically everybody flying blind. And a bee that's flying blind and is also having to deal with glyphosate is doomed. And if they're doomed, our food supply is doomed on top of it. And these are the changes we have to make and make them like yesterday so that we can have a chance in our future.
Right, and the professor, Dr. Zenith out of MIT, she's been on top of glyphosate for a couple of decades. Done amazing work.
Exactly. She is definitely the expert. Stephanie is
Yep.
phenomenal at everything she does, but especially her work on glyphosate.
I've had her on a show in the past and stuff, and just amazing. So I want to just show this chart because graphene oxide, people are like, well, what's graphene oxide? Why is it in our body? And why are they spraying us with chemtrails and injecting us with graphene oxide? Well, there's a lot of reasons. One is transhumanism,
And distributing it in water.
right? And in the water, right? Graphene, then it gets oxidized, right? Then it goes functionalization. So once it got graphene oxide, you can then turn it to biomedical applications. So it goes
Exactly.
into a functionalized thin graphene sheets, and you could actually, I guess, through EMF and 5G, give this kind of pulses from remotely outside of the human body, give it, tell it what to do to integrate, instructions.
Exactly. What happens is it's called a self-assembling technology. So the bigger umbrella is known as quantum dots. And quantum dots are small scale, like typically they were using cadmium and lead, and they would take cadmium lead and coat them in zinc or selenium or something like that. So the cell would accept them as kind of like a Trojan horse kind of thing, right? It's like you think it's friend, but it's really a foe. Because of the size, they have the ability to embed in the cell structure. And because they have the ability to embed in the cell structure, there's another phenomenon they create. These little quantum dots, these little, whether they're graphene oxide at the center or cadmium or lead or whatever other bio material they're using, whatever composite material they're using, what happens is they are act as semiconductors, and this is the danger. A semiconductor can be charged by something as simple as blue light, for example, coming off your phones and your computers. This is why we were telling people last year and have been telling people consistently, turn off the blue light on your computer and your phones. This is going to be a big time problem. The next thing, though, that they can do is that they can be charged up by the EMF fields and are charged up by the EMF fields. We actually have microscopic evidence of this that we're going to be presenting at Healing for the Ages on May 25th. We have a solution summit that Dr. Artis, Dr. Schmidt, and myself are putting together. And next week, we're going to open up registration for it at our free master class on Wednesday. So we'd encourage your audience, come and check us out at healingfortheages.com. Make sure next Wednesday, April 24th, 5 p.m. Pacific, you are online so you can watch what we're going to start sharing, because the big topic right now for us all is how are we going to deal with these EMFs? And we have been working on this tirelessly for months now. And we actually do have provable solutions that show up, not just on that multimeter, James, like I showed you, but right. also in the way people are feeling. And especially, James, this is where it gets exciting, the way people are dreaming once again.
So it's decalcifying the pineal gland or freeing it up or whatever it's doing, liberating it.
It's got to be doing something along those lines. But just imagine this. If I hearken it to this for everybody. AC alternating current comes on the scene in 1835. What if we could sleep every night in an environment that took us back to 1834 and before? That'd what be if we amazing. Could sleep in, right? Well, we can do that. And that's what's in that free EMF guide, how to set up a grounding sleep system. I can't tell you how many testimonials we get every single day on this. Can I read a testimonial on the grounding sleep system?
Henry, absolutely. You got the floor. Go ahead.
So this is what gets exciting for us. It's not just like, hey, here's our next little thing we're going to try out. It's more of, hey, we got something that's really working and working for most people within about 8 days, James. Some people, it's almost instantly like same night. So I got one right here from somebody saying things are changing with an exclamation. I woke up the other day and felt so overwhelmed with I'm ready to live and thrive. Just a big difference from just surviving as I had been before. I got another one here. This is from Victoria. She says, writing to say that I have fully embraced grounding, earthing, proper sleep system and cell phone usage for the last couple of weeks. My sleep has been off the chain. That's a positive thing, right?
Yeah,
there,
yeah.
Folks. So deep and almost lucid dreaming. I noticed today that the tinnitus in my right ear is now barely perceptible. It's amazing. I also smelled a mandarin orange for the last week for the first time in over 3 years. It made me want to cry. More and more smells are coming to me. The scents are dull, but some of the times I'm able to recognize what they are. I can't believe that all of this is just from getting reconnected to Mother Earth. And that's what we're doing here. We've gotten so far away from Mother Earth that the devil started taking over and started doing all these crazy little things for our convenience, for our safety, for our, you know what I'm saying? All
oh,
this
yeah.
usual
no, this is...
Joseph Goebbels sells nonsense, right?
So, well, you know, another part of this was in 2017, Sheffield, England, a beautiful yeah. little... mm-hmm. city in up in United Kingdom. What do? They cut down 50% or 18,000 of its 36,000 trees.
Yep.
Now, why the hell did they do that? And you got the before and after picture. It's shocking. They neutered their own city and people are shocked, but they lied to the people.
Right.
The cover story is, well, we need, you know, when 5G comes out, we need better, the wet leaves get in the way of communication. That right. was a flat out lie. The leaves were in the way of the high end of the 5G spectrum, the microwave end.
There we go.
And I've had 107 mm-hmm. talk about it, knows a lot about EMF weapons and microwave weapons. And they were basically going to do what? They were going to vaccinate the people. They were going to hit you with stuff that, you know, cause the COVID, get you injected. Then they're going to finish off the people with what? The zombie apocalypse.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is what you start. We were watching actually a Bob's Burgers episode. Me and my son were just vegging out last night. And guess what was the episode?
What?
How they got a vaccine. The boys got a vaccine for jock itch and they turned them into zombies and they were chasing around. This was way back in predictive programming, of course. This is way back. This was season four. So this must have been like 2012 or something like that they were showing this kind of stuff, right?
Right. And you had the movie with John Cusack and I think Samuel L. Jackson called Cell, as
right.
a cell phone. And somewhere at an airport and the frequency comes off the cell phone and turns everyone into zombies, or most people.
Well, you have I Am Legend, right? What were they?
Yeah.
What were they doing? They were like, I was trying to cure cancer, right? And then what happened? They injected everybody with something. And what happened? It spread all around the globe and wiped it. It's the same thing, the predictive probe. They're telling us over and over again what they're doing. So this is what people don't get about Luciferians. Luciferians cannot take forceful control over your soul.
No, we have free will, universal law.
Right. They can only get it by you granting them dominion over you. So they have to tell you what's going on. but there's no universal law saying they have to do it in a certain way. So they do it in the devil's in the detail, right? They do it in the fine print. They do it in the CDC releases, but you got to go and read and read and read. They do it in the predictive programming. They're constantly telling you, right? Like we found this stupid company called Liquid Water or Liquid Death. It's a water company, right? It's a water company apparently worth billions, where you can go and actually sign your soul away for eternity to them, sign it over to the devil. And people are looking at it like it's some kind of joke. And I'm like, no, you don't understand what is really going on. What's really going on is the devil is at busy, busy work right now.
Sure
is.
You
don't understand what's happening and you don't understand how to avoid the landmines and get to the exit door. What's going to happen for you is you're going to be a part of that minion, you know, and there's no other way to say it to you than that. But the thing is, there is an exit door and you don't have to step on every landmine. And especially if you can get control of your technology right now by getting yourself reconnected with Mother Earth, right? We're talking about God stuff here. You're going to be protected. Mother Earth is the greatest shield you can ever have. I've been testing, James, all this stuff started because I was testing all the shielding equipment.
Yep.
I'm convinced now that shielding as a industry is a CIA op. All right. I have yet to test one shielding product that works. One.
That's amazing. So you do the testing that they really never did.
I do the testing that for some reason nobody ever did. It's the easiest, stupid, easy. You just saw it. I just show it. It's the easiest testing you can do.
Yeah.
And nobody's doing it. And so I started doing that. It never worked on the shield. Well, I was doing other easier tests with it. I was just grabbing a tri-field to see if it blocked certain radio frequencies or magnetic fields. Of course, it doesn't. Not at all. You know, so
the Faraday bags don't work.
They don't work. And what we found for people, James, was that in a lot of cases, like some of the cell phone stuff that they said you could put on to shield, you know, and prevent the cancer and the EMF. Not only are they designed completely horribly to not block any of the antennas, right? Because the antennas are all on the perimeter of the phone. But we actually, when we tested it, it actually amplified the EMF signals coming off of the phone, these shielding devices. So you start seeing that stuff and it's like, okay, hold on. We are being lambs to slaughter again right here because we're not asking important questions. What is really going on? We're not testing things out and challenging. There's a certain level of healthy skepticism we all have to have with this and everything we've seen.
Yeah,
and
don't,
so for me,
don't yeah, buy what the salesman says.
Oh, I'm done. I'm like, look, send me the product. If it works, send it to me. I'll test it. We'll prove it. You know, I can prove that the grounding stuff works. That's why I'm such a big fan of it all. You know, we have yet to test a grounding product that doesn't work. You see the big difference
between No, I do see the big difference.
Right. So we're encouraging everybody to get the guide. We're also highly encouraging everybody. Like there's a lot we have to talk about. It's simple, but there's a lot. There's a lot
of solutions based. And one basic thing people can do at night is turn off all your phones, make sure the iPads are hard to turn off by design. So you really have to spend time and actually shut them down. You also need to unplug your Wi-Fi every night, your router.
Turn it off.
Every night,
right? But then here's the thing. What we start showing everybody, we've tested all this. I've shot videos confirming all this stuff, right? What we're showing everybody is like, look, you don't have to give up your phone. You don't have to give up the internet. You don't have to give up your computer. I work in an online school. I founded an online school, folks. I'm not giving that up, right? If I don't have to, right? But we can drop the addictive behavior that we have with all this technology. And we can get into a healthier relationship on our terms with it that protects our privacy, that protects our health and our body. So that we don't have to deal with the consequences of agreeing to what the devil wants us to agree to, you know? And that's where we come in with like, hey, we'll test it. Like, look, it's provable, all this stuff. It's super simple. It's reproducible. I've had so many people reproducing it. It's easy, but now we can say confidently, we can deal with the 5G issue. That's going to buy us time to get the bodies cleaned out, get the water healthy, get our bodies water healthy. And now we become resilient beings that can now fight against the ridiculousness that's showing up in our political systems and in our banking systems and all these other systems where they're just constantly clutching for more and more and more control over our lives. No, we're done with that. You get no more control. We are revoking dominion now. And now what starts happening is the light grows and the darkness fades away. And that's what we're going to leave this world with, folks.
I love the revoking. Henry, you got 1 or 2 minutes left. Close out any direction. Obviously, tell people to absolutely tune into this amazing summit coming up and to sign up for the free guide. Go ahead, Henry.
First and foremost, James, thanks for having me and everybody listening in. Thank you so much. We love you. Number one, I'd put on the calendar if I were you, April 24th, which is next Wednesday, 5 p.m. Pacific. Come and join us at Healing for the Ages, where you'll get a lot of information and for free. And you'll get a bunch of information on what our next steps are. Our next steps are May 25th, put it on your calendar, May 25th, virtual solution summit on EMFs from Dr. Artis, Dr. Group, myself, and Dr. Jana Schmidt. We are going to lay it out in a way you've never seen it before. We are going to show you things that the world has never seen before. We are going to prove everything that we are saying, and you are going to leave that conference feeling fantastic because you have in your hands the solutions for you and the people you love, so you don't have to worry about this nonsense ever again.
Dr. Henry, I love you. You and your rest of your ages team and your staff and everything is this is awesome. It's been very informative for me because I never really thought of the solutions side the way you're doing, and it's the way to go.
It's the way, right? And the thing is this, the proof is in how we feel, James, which is exciting. People are waking up on the grounding sleep system, feeling completely recharged after they're done with a long day of work. They feel great. They're still in a great mood. And you know what my favorite testimonials have been? How people are talking about how it's improving their relationships with their kids and their significant others. That they're just feeling better, they're not so drained, and now their conversations and their entire interaction is returning to something that's loving and truly familial once again.
Great. Thanks, Dr. Ely. It was a pleasure to have you on. Cheers.